Welcome to Smart Loving Insights. This episode is titled The Cohabitation Myth.
Many dating couples opt to live together before deciding to marry because they believe that it is a responsible and prudent thing to do. They reason that cohabitating together will be like a trial marriage. They will learn all about each other's habits and discover whether they are truly compatible. And when they do finally marry, that they'll have a head start because they'll be knowledgeable of each other and they will have already negotiated many of their differences. They have the best of motivations, but unfortunately, it's not actually how it works.
Studies consistently show that marriages preceded by cohabitation are more likely to fail. The incidence of divorce among these marriages is around 50% higher than non-cohabiting couples. One reason why living together undermines, rather than strengthens, marriage is that cohabitation is not a true trial marriage. Cohabitation is not the same as the real thing. It is not even a poor imitation. It is an entirely different relationship. There are four key characteristics that define marriage: freely entered, total and unconditional sharing of self, faithful and exclusive until death, fruitful and life-giving. These are the basis of the very vows a couple makes at their wedding.
Cohabitation only meets one of these, that it is freely entered into, usually. Cohabitating couples can be very generous and loving, but it can never be a total and unconditional gift of self while it is understood as a temporary relationship. By mutual agreement, the partners reserve the right to change their mind. Nor can a cohabitating couple claim fidelity until death if their commitment to each other only extends to as long as they both feel like it. And finally, raising a family is not usually part of the cohabitation arrangement. This is fortunate for the possible children involved, as marital stability is important to a child's development.
The public commitment to lifelong union that a couple takes at their wedding is very different to the private agreement to the try-it-out arrangement of the couple living together. Just as playing a computer simulation of fighter pilot doesn't prove a person can safely fly a plane, living together before marriage is not a good test of a couple's suitability for marriage.
You've been listening to Smart Loving Insights. You can find more great content, on-demand courses and relationship coaching at smartloving.org.
It is easy to get discouraged when there is disconnection in our marriage. Arguments over petty incidents, too busy to romance each other, crowded with other responsibilities. All marriages go through periods where we need a breakthrough in our relationship. The Smart Loving Breakthrough course will teach you how arguments happen, how to manage them better or avoid them altogether. Understand your internal drivers and how your spouse is triggering you. Process the pain of past injuries, making you stronger and less reactive. Visit smartloving.org/breakthrough. The Smart Loving Breakthrough course can be done by a couple or by an individual who is in a marriage that is in distress. Visit smartloving.org/breakthrough to enroll today. Gift certificates are also available should you want to purchase the course for a friend or family member.